Welcome to episode 742 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. David and Jonathan first met after David's victorious battle with the giant Goliath. This event is described in 1 Samuel 18. Jonathan was the son of King Saul and had distinguished himself in battle, but it was David who defeated Goliath and brought victory to Israel. The friendship between David and Jonathan formed quickly and was profoundly deep and spiritual. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 18 verse 1, as soon as he had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. It was a friendship characterized by mutual respect, trust, and love. Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself, according to 1 Samuel 18, verse 3. Jonathan also gave David his robe, armor, sword, bow, and belt as a symbol of his love and commitment to their friendship. The friendship sustained over time, despite the many difficulties it faced, primarily due to Saul's increasing hostility towards David. Jonathan, even though he was the heir apparent to the throne, recognized David's anointing as the future king and protected him from his father Saul's attempts to kill him. The loyalty and love between David and Jonathan remained steadfast. Their friendship ended tragically when Jonathan died in battle on Mount Gilboa, along with his father Saul. David lamented the deaths of Saul and Jonathan in one of the most poignant laments in the Bible, which is recorded in 2 Samuel 1, verses 17 to 27. He particularly mentioned his grief over Jonathan, saying, "I am distressed for you, my brother Jonathan. Very pleasant have you been to me. Your love to me was extraordinary, surpassing the love of women." Tradition holds this friendship as one of the most remarkable examples of true friendship in the Bible. It is highlighted for its selflessness, loyalty, and love, which endured despite external pressures and challenges. The friendship of David and Jonathan is often studied and revered as an example of unselfish love and devotion between friends based on mutual respect, trust, and shared faith in God. This friendship exemplifies many elements of a biblical view of friendship, such as commitment, sacrifice, mutual edification, and shared faith, and is a testament to the enduring strength of spiritual bonds that form the basis of true friendship. While the Book of Psalms does not explicitly mention David's friendship with Jonathan, many believe that the themes of friendship, loyalty, and love in various Psalms can reflect the essence of their relationship. David's lament for Jonathan and Saul in 2 Samuel 1, although not a psalm, is a profound expression of his grief and love for Jonathan.
Today's top 10 list.
10 psalms that explore themes of love, friendship, loyalty, and covenant faithfulness.
Number 1.
Psalm 1. This psalm discusses the companionship and counsel of the godly versus the ungodly, and the blessings and curses that follow. This psalm emphasizes the blessedness of the righteous and the way of the wicked. Jesus is the embodiment of the righteous man depicted in this psalm, delighting in the law of the Lord and meditating on it day and night, bearing fruit in every season of life.
Number 2.
Psalm 25. David expresses his trust and loyalty to God and pleads for guidance and protection from enemies. Jesus embodies the trust, humility, and submission to God's will expressed by David in this psalm, perfectly following and fulfilling God's plan for salvation.
Number 3.
Psalm 41, verse 9. This psalm discusses betrayal by a close friend, reflecting themes of friendship and loyalty. The betrayal mentioned in this psalm foreshadows Jesus' betrayal by Judas. Despite being betrayed, Jesus is the ultimate healer and savior, fulfilling the promises of God's steadfast love and faithfulness.
Number 4.
Psalm 55. David laments the betrayal and deceit from a companion and friend. Jesus experienced deep agony in Gethsemane, reminiscent of the anguish and betrayal expressed in this psalm. And he cast his cares on the Father, exemplifying reliance on God in times of distress.
Number 5.
Psalm 62. This psalm illustrates trust in God alone, serving as a reminder to be loyal to God, who is our refuge, over human companions who can be fickle and unreliable. Jesus exemplified ultimate trust in God, even in his darkest hours on the cross. He is the manifestation of God's salvation and the one in whom we find true rest and hope. Jesus' trust in the Father and his submission to his will exemplify the ultimate trust and loyalty depicted in this psalm, and he provides the eternal hope and salvation we seek.
Number 6.
Psalm 68. This psalm celebrates the presence and protection of God as a friend and companion to the lonely and oppressed. This psalm celebrates God's victories and his care for the needy. It foreshadows Jesus in the victory over sin and death he accomplished through his death and resurrection, and in his care for the spiritual and physical needs of humanity.
Number 7.
Psalm 101. This psalm explores David's commitment to live with integrity and loyalty in his house and kingdom. This psalm is David's commitment to lead a life of integrity and righteousness. Jesus is the fulfillment of the ideals expressed in this psalm, living a life of perfect integrity and righteousness and establishing God's justice during his earthly ministry and through his teaching.
Number 8.
Psalm 133. This psalm is a celebration of the goodness and pleasantness of unity and companionship among brothers. Jesus prayed for unity among his followers in John 17, reflecting the blessing of unity extolled in this psalm. He brings reconciliation and unity between God and humanity and among humans.
Number 9.
Psalm 141. David asked the Lord to help him stay away from evil companions and to embrace righteous correction from the godly. This psalm is a plea for the Lord to guard one's mouth and heart from sin. Jesus lived this psalm perfectly. He spoke only what he heard from the Father and was without sin. Thus his prayers and offerings were a pleasant aroma to the Father.
Number 10.
Psalm 145. This is a praise psalm, reflecting God's goodness, kindness, and companionship to all who seek him. Yes, this is a praise psalm, extolling the Lord's goodness, righteousness, and glory. Jesus is the fullest revelation of God's nature and character depicted in this psalm, showing God's grace, mercy, and love throughout his ministry and in his work on the cross. Each of these psalms prefigures, reflects, or foreshadows Jesus in different aspects, showing him as the perfectly righteous one who embodies God's law, reveals God's character, cares for humanity's needs, establishes justice, and gains victory over sin and death. Father, thank you that Jesus is the friend of sinners. Help us to learn from his example and from the themes in the book of Psalms to be better friends with you and better friends with each other. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.